Hello, hello. This is Jay Hancock, and you're listening to the Feel Good, Get Tough podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about how to achieve self-discipline in the areas of finances, health, and mindset with a focus on Christian values. Feel Good, Get Tough, episode 69. The greatest gift. Last episode, we talked about courage. At the end of today's episode, we're giving away something free to every listener on this podcast. So make sure you stay till the end so that you know how you can get your free gift. Christmas is so highly commercialized and probably the world's largest holiday of the year. So as a reminder, to keep the Christ in Christmas. There's a couple of symbols that we use at Christmas, and I'm going to go over what those are and how they tie into the Savior, Jesus Christ. Beyond just the obvious one, giving gifts at Christmas is to remind us of the gift that Jesus gave us. But one of the things I would like to mention is the candy cane. The candy cane represents the shepherd's staff, and we are his sheep. And the red stripes on the staff remind us of the suffering that Jesus made for us. John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. In verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. In verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. So Christ lived a life-giving service, and he loved us so much that he laid down his life for us. And that is one of the main reasons why we give gifts at Christmas, in remembrance of the greatest gift that he gave us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And I love that he gave us this gift, and it's up to us to spread the light of Christ to others. And in Revelation chapter 7, verse 17, we read, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now it is because of the atonement that Jesus made for us, he paid the price for each and every one of us. He knows us individually. He knows our struggles. He knows our pain. And his grace is enough. All we have to do is submit to him and repent of our sins and believe in him. That's all the atonement is. We just need to believe in him, and we can all be saved. And there's nothing more that we need to do. That we should love Christ because he loved us first. And it is only through Him that we can be saved. I hope that this Christmas season brings joy and happiness to your life, and that we can all exemplify the service that Christ gave by giving service to someone else. And that doesn't mean just giving money or anything. It could be something simple, like giving of your time. And just remember that Christ gave us so much. And the least we can do is follow Him and exemplify Him as much as we can. And that's what I love most about this Christmas season, is that people are usually a little bit kinder this time of year. But I hope that you will take this message and use it throughout the entire year and not just Christmas. Because it is Christ that gave His life for us. And He resurrected so that we could live again. I wish everyone joy, peace, happiness throughout this holiday season. And I hope that you'll remember to keep the Christ in Christmas. I would like to end today's podcast with a prayer. Dear Father, thank you so much for all of the listeners that you have brought here today. And I'm so honored to deliver your message in the Lord Jesus Christ and the atonement that was made for each and every single one of us. I know that you love us and you know us individually. And there's nothing that we need to do to earn your love, because you love us infinitely. No matter what we do or mistakes we make, it is through the atonement, which is the greatest gift you've given us, that we are able to repent and be saved. And I pray that we may love one another and be a little bit kinder throughout the year as we remember Jesus Christ. In your holy name, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So, the free gift today is a coupon book. And this coupon book is a way that you can share acts of service with other people in your life. And it's just a free downloadable coupon book that you can print at home. And all you need to do to get this is send me an email to feelgoodandgettough@gmail.com, and in the subject line, greatest gift. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. If anyone has any prayer requests or anything you'd like me to talk about in the future, please feel free to drop me an email, and I hope you have a blessed holiday season filled with peace, joy, and happiness, and all of the good things you love. Thank you for listening to the Feel Good and Get Tough podcast. If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode. You can also connect with us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, or visit our website, feelgoodandgettough.com.